This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It's Wednesday, April 17th, 2019, and I am loaded for bear today. There's so much we're going to get to on the other side of this first break. But what I want to roll first is part of a powerful Mark Dice report. It's posted up on Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and of course MarkDice.com, because it just lays out, the way he does it is so perfect, the insane hypocrisy of saying flood our borders with billions of people. Potentially, the UN wants 600 million to migrate to the U.S. in the next 20 years. Let them overrun everything, but then don't send them to Democrat cities. Here it is.
Since the Democrats' policies are enabling an estimated 100,000 illegal aliens to continue flooding across the border every single month, President Trump has proposed busing them into the heart of sanctuary cities. Those, of course, are the Democrat-controlled cities who are willfully violating federal immigration laws. Instead of Democrats being excited about this extra-cultural diversity, they're quite upset about it. Here's California Governor Gavin Newsom.
California certainly is always saying, oh, we want more people. And they want more people in their sanctuary cities. Well, we'll give them more people. We can give them a lot. We can give them an unlimited supply.
Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom fired back at the president's plan today.
It's illegal. It's immoral. It's unethical. It's sophomoric. It's petulant. And it's par for the course.
I think it's pure genius, and it's also proved once again that you Democrats are the biggest hypocrites in the world. Not realizing the irony of her idiocy, Singer Cher tweeted, quote, I understand helping struggling immigrants, but my city, Los Angeles, isn't taking care of its own. What about the 50,000 plus citizens who live on the streets, people who live below the poverty line and are hungry? If my state can't take care of its own, many are veterans, how can it take care of more? Wow, you're absolutely right, Cher. It sounds like a great reason why we need to build a wall and stop another million illegal aliens from coming into the USA this year alone. Mr. Potato Head Cory Booker also inadvertently admitted that the sanctuary cities are making American citizens less safe.
Do you think this is an empty threat by the president, though, to talk about busing people from the border into these sanctuary cities? He likes to create friction sometimes to jumpstart, he says, a Congress that's not acting.
You say friction, I say he's trying to pit Americans against each other and make us less safe, because what you're seeing now...
So you take the threat seriously?
I take this. He's injecting fear into our country. And so if he was looking to solve a problem, he wouldn't be doing things to divide this country against itself. Beware of anybody that's trying to tell you to be afraid in the strongest country in the world, as opposed to showing our strength and our courage by pulling people together to find common sense solutions to solve this problem.
I don't think that exactly came out the way that he was thinking, but he inadvertently admitted the truth that illegal aliens make us less safe. Rumor has it the one and only Stephen Miller, President Trump's advisor on immigration, may be the genius behind this idea. And so Jerry the Hutt Nadler says he may call Stephen to testify in front of Congress because of it.
We heard several weeks ago from whistleblowers that that Steve Miller came up with this, and probably Steve Miller, who seems to be the boss of everybody on immigration, ought to come before Congress and explain some of these policies.
It sounds like a fantastic idea, because I think that Stephen Miller needs more FaceTime in front of the cameras. I'm sure that'll be the most entertaining congressional hearing since Candace Owens mopped the floor with the Democrats just last week. If you're wondering why you don't see him on TV anymore, it's because every time the liberal media interviews him, something like this happens.
Do you think tweets like that help or hurt the cause that the president is stable and up for the job?
Not only do I think they help it, but I think in the toxic environment that you've created here in CNN and cable news, which is a real crisis of legitimacy for your network, and we saw it, of course, with the extremely fake news you reported about the Don Jr. and WikiLeaks story. That was a huge embarrassment for your network.
Stephen.
Just like the huge embarrassment you had when you got the Comey testimony wrong.
Stephen, I'm trying to get to the issue of the president's
fitness. That's good. Yeah, that's what I did when I was on Piers Morgan, line band two. They had Prozac ads during the breaks. The insert says it can make you murder people. They're going to blame the average gun owner. I said, you're the ones pitching deadly drugs that make people psychotic, become homicidal maniac murderers. You're the ones selling suicide mass murder pills. That's what's the big news here, Pierce. Not that the average gun owner is to blame for what some other crazy person does. We'll be back. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. When I eat 5 tablets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it. It is Wednesday, April 17th, 2019. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. The Nolan Schroyer with the War Room's coming on. We have a former heavyweight champion of the world, a fellow that beat Mike Tyson at one time, who's gotten a lot of heat for defending this nation's sovereignty, its borders, and President Trump. And so David Nino Rodriguez, who's a big critic of what's happening on our borders, will be joining us, a very well-spoken individual, coming up in the third hour today. Mike Adams is going to be in during the fourth hour. Leo Zagami is going to be joining us from Europe to break down the latest on what happened with Notre Dame. Let me do this in this segment. I tend to do this a lot. It's one of the big ways I drop the ball. Is that I'll say, coming up, I'm going to cover something. Probably do it at least once a week, and then I forget to do it. Or I shorten it down to like a couple minutes and cover it at the end of the show. The name of the broadcast yesterday was President Trump handing the internet over to the UN. And by the way, that's not hyperbole. That's happening. And so I have a huge stack of evidence from yesterday's stack, if you guys will pull that out for me. Thank you. Now, I want to be clear. I love President Trump. I'm very, very impressed overall what he's done. But it's kind of like if you got 20 doors on a submarine, as I've said, and you leave one of them open, you're still going to flood the boat. And it's going to go to the bottom of the ocean. You can take care of your kid, you know, 364 days out of the year, and then one day throw him off a cliff. You're still a murderer. And I really find it hard to believe the president doesn't know what's going on with the handover of the internet to the UN that started under Obama, that Congress partially stopped, but two-thirds of the authority roughly was transferred over, and now they're killing us. And Zuckerberg and others are in the news going, oh, we love the new EU rules and we love the new UK rules to stop free speech. And even the Washington Post says, why is Zuckerberg embracing censorship? He's embracing the new immunity to spy on us, to sell our data, and to ban everybody's free speech they don't like. They're creating an oligopoly. That's what top researchers, top scientists are saying. Experts that help build the internet say they're building something that is destroying the internet, the open and free system. So at the bottom of the hour, the problem is I'm the producer of the show. We have a producer that sets up guests and kind of directs things back there, but I'm the person that calls the shots. So let me just call the shots. I don't have a teleprompter, but we do have a big TV screen where they put messages up for me, like the guest is ready or things like that, or please come out here during the break and sign a document or something. Please put up there at 11:33, you will cover Trump handing over the internet to the UN. Just put that on screen. Because I'm going to get that stack of papers from yesterday, and I'm going to cover that one way or another. Because it's absolutely, totally, and completely paramount. Now, that said, let me tell you what else is coming up. I decided that I wanted to go back and look at Bernie Sanders and his wealth, and also his visits to Cuba and Venezuela and his statements, and it was worse than I thought. I found a whole bunch of just horrible, authoritarian-supporting garbage out of his mouth that we're going to be getting to a little bit later. Now, we're also going to get into a really important story that if this catches on, could save millions and millions of lives, not just in this country, but all over the world. Proposed new Texas law would demand safety studies for vaccines. And are you kind of hearing the record skip there or the needle go off the record? Or are you hearing like a car crash? Are you hearing sirens and asking, what? There's no safety studies? It would take nowadays 10 years for aspirin to get approved. Trump cut back on some of the regulations, so it would take a couple of years. It takes cancer drugs a decade to get approved. It takes most drugs a decade to get approved. But wait a minute, vaccines don't get approved. That's right. They don't get approved. And if you understand this, you understand everything about medical tyranny. So I'm going to cover that coming up in the last segment of this hour. Remember Governor Northam? He said, we don't want courts or law enforcement or men involved. We want women with the hospital and the doctors, that means the medical tyranny, to decide whether to resuscitate a child. We keep them comfortable, and then we decide whether to resuscitate. Well, resuscitate means if someone's heart has stopped, to artificially start it again, to bring back to life. But their definition in bioethics is not the same. It means whether the bioethics decision, it's got to be two doctors, they're trying to change that law, used to be a whole board, decide whether life should be viable and whether this person's going to have a good life. Kind of the Spartan thing of, well, the baby, you know, had three arms, so we threw it off a cliff. But this is just, they're deciding, oh, the parents are poor, or this baby's got a bunch of matches for organs we need. Then they convince the drugged-up woman that thinks she just had a third trimester abortion to sign off, and they get to keep that baby alive for up to several weeks while they line up all the companies that want to put bids in for the organs. We keep them comfortable. So that ties into this, how they have two different sets of medical systems, two different railroad tracks running side by side. I'm going to give you the big, deep secret. But there's a whole other branch of law in medicine now since the Hippocratic Oath was removed, and it is the big Rockefeller, Bill and Melinda Gates takeover paradigm. So we're going to go to break and come back with the latest on Muslims all over the world celebrating Notre Dame, and even Lou Dobbs and others saying what I said. Before they even knew the cause of the fire, and they still don't, before it was even out, 1 hour in while it's a towering inferno. No Muslims, no Islam, no arson. Even though French officials say, no, actually, we're looking at arson. Lou Dobbs takes him to the woodshed coming up. He'll probably get fired from Fox for this. Other Fox hosts won't even allow French officials, Catholic officials to mention it. Now, we're going to go to break. Come back with all of that. But first, Ladies and gentlemen, I want to just say something real slow and real clear because I know you're awesome and I want to sink in. Thank you. If you're a listener or viewer and you bought books or films or T-shirts or fish oil that's high quality or our coffee that's excellent or any of our great products, without you, we wouldn't be here. But I want to expand, and we don't have the money to expand right now at current sales rates. I got a few tricks up my sleeve, but I really want to expand. I want to add more shows, more reporters. You see our reporters out in the field getting on average about 25 million views a week. That's more viewers than actual CNN broadcast has. I mean, we are fighting hard here. Okay, yours truly has been restricted, but not our crew, not our reporters, not our probes that are out there. They're doing an amazing job. We need funds. We don't need to be on a shoestring budget. So I'm not bitching. I'm saying, you want to win this war? I want to win this war. Pony up. You get T-shirts right now. Biggest sale. We only do like once a year. 50% off all apparel, ball caps. Hoodies, T-shirts, a bunch of new designs. They're all there. Attorney Response Team, Molon Labe, Don't California My USA, InfoWars In Your Face, Trump Severing Medusa's Head. By the way, it's Hillary. InfoWarsStore.com. Get in there. Get a T-shirt. Wear your colors loud and proud. We got to sell a lot of T-shirts, though, 50% off. A lot of these are lost leaders, especially the designer shirts. Some of these shirts cost us $17. They're so high quality. And after the printing, we sell them for $29 normally. At 50% off, we're selling them at a loss because I want to get these shirts out there. InfoWarsStore.com. Please commit now. Go. Get T-shirts. Give them out as presents. Hand them out.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon on choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The great one. The Motor City Madman, now a transplant to Texas, and he's welcome. The great Ted Nugent bringing us in. Okay, let's get right into it. Within 30 minutes of the Notre Dame being on fire, we were covering it when that blaze started on Monday. And when I was first watching CNN and Fox News that we have on TVs out there and turn the audio up, both channels were saying it's not arson and it's not terrorist. This happened the day after Palm Sunday. The whole week of Easter is when the Islamists burn up and bomb and shoot up churches. I said just a month ago with the Christchurch attack in New Zealand, I said look for them starting Palm Sunday, the Islamists, through Easter to blow up and burn a bunch of churches. They always do. And they had Media Matters and the Daily Beast and mainstream news saying Jones is so horrible, he says Muslims are going to attack this Easter week. Well, that's like saying people put up Christmas trees in December in the U.S. Christians put up Christmas trees. Muslims go out and blow up churches and shoot people up. I mean, they run over people with trucks. They scream Allah Akbar and stab women and children. You know that. Stop pretending that's not reality, you lying leftist scum. And so within an hour of the fire starting, 30 minutes of news coverage, I'm watching the news and they're saying, no arson, no Islam, no terror. And I just sat back, and then I actually went to the fine print. It's like authorities don't know what caused it. They won't know till the fire's out, and they get it into an investigation. They don't know. I played yesterday Fox News going, well, from Paris, we don't know, and they don't know who did it. There'll be an investigation starting in the next few days. It may take months to decide the cause, but it's not terrorism, and it's not arson. It's like a coroner. Well, the body's not even cold yet, but it's not murder. But we haven't done any tests yet, so we don't know. It's oxymoronic. What the media is telling you is, you're not going to say this is terror, and you're not going to say this is arson. I don't know if it was Muslims. Probably is. I don't know if it was arson, or but I mean, that's what everything points towards. It's been a terrorist target. ISIS was bragging a week ago how they were going to blow it up or burn it up. They're praising it. Muslims are praising it all over the place. Prominent Muslims are. But they politically make the statement that you will not question one of the top Christian monuments in the world. I'd say like the third most important monument after, what, Golgotha, where Christ was crucified? Or what, the Vatican? I mean, what else? I mean, Notre Dame's 900 years old. It's a beautiful giant church. It's filled with all these icons. And the thing goes up like a Christmas tree lit on fire, and we're not supposed to ask questions? What world do we live in? Where Shep Smith and Neil Caputo, they're now the police dogs, the enforcers, to not ask that question. So you know it's super suspicious. I mean, the thing is the biggest target in France for Islamists. And within 30 minutes of the thing being on fire, we're told we don't know why it's on fire, but don't say it's Muslims. And French officials go in and say, no, we think it's Islam. We've had 800-plus churches firebombed the last 12 months. And they go, whoa, you can't say that. You're off air. But on Fox Business, Lou Dobbs, who got fired from CNN for being number one and not toeing the line, he tells it like it is. Here it is.
I think authorities are ruling out, however, within just a matter of hours, arson. Perhaps overlooked since yesterday is that 875 Catholic churches in France were vandalized in 2018. 875. In a single week last month, 12 churches were vandalized, including a fire deliberately set, also located in Paris. This is context. This is not speculation. This is the situation right now in France. And the recent history of what has happened to Catholic churches throughout the nation, ignored too often by some covering the tragedy, some who have ruled out speculation about the cause of the Notre Dame fire as they speculate, taking it as gospel that, arson was not the cause. That was a decision made within hours. It sounds like a different kind of decision, perhaps a political decision, rather than one based on careful investigation of the facts.
No kidding. It violates French law and common law and our law to just say before a fire is out, you know what caused it when you don't know. Very suspicious. The default is it was Islamic terror. Now, we have to say that. The cover-up is clear. Cover-up is many times evidence of the crime itself. Here's Tucker Carlson making a great point. And I don't think he's joking. We'll be taught within a generation or so that white supremacists attacked us on 9/11, not globalist-inspired and funded Islamicists. Here's Tucker Carlson.
In 1992, Ilhan Omar came to this country from a refugee camp in East Africa, Kenya. 3 years later, she and her family applied for and received refugee status in the United States. 5 years after that, she became a U.S. citizen, and she's been attacking the United States as a racist hellhole pretty much ever since. According to Omar, there's barely a difference between this country and terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda. In a 2013 interview, Omar complained that people seemed to think there was a big difference between America and Al-Qaeda. Watch.
When I was in college, I took a terrorism class. Every time the professor said Al-Qaeda, he sort of, like, his shoulders went up and, you know.
Yeah, he's in command here.
Al-Qaeda, you know, hospital. You don't say America with an intensity. You don't say England with an intensity.
Hey, pause.
No, you don't.
I don't want to listen to the pig. Just fast forward to the end where he makes the key point. But why do you want to live here, you ugly, stupid pig? And I mean ugly, your soul is ugly. You get run out of your own country, Somalia, where women are lower than slaves, lower than dogs. You go to Kenya that saved your ass, that Islam's trying to crush right now. And then you come here to piss in our face constantly and tell us how much we suck. No, you suck, dirtbag. Go back to your filthy rat hole. Go back to your you-know-what hole and get off our back. You want to come in from Africa and embrace America and love it? We love you. You want to piss in our face? Go to hell. By the way, an African immigrant who's here legally wearing a mega hat just got beaten half to death in Maryland. We've got that article up on Infowars.com. Sorry, let's go back to the end of the clip. Here it is.
I swear, in 20 years, every fifth grader will believe 9/11 was committed by white supremacists. Totally true. You watch. You heard it here first. They're the real threat. We need to fear and suppress them. And that's what Booker's saying. And to prove it, he and so many demagogues on the left are forever telling us about the epidemic of hate crimes in this country. But they're lying. There is no epidemic of hate crimes. We check. We know what the numbers are. We check for California, the biggest state, the most liberal state. Here are the numbers.
Hey, let's stop right there. We're going to get to this later. I'm going to get to the big Trump story, but they've created new hate crimes. They've created new reporting agencies. Right-wingers don't report this stuff. So Tucker's actually wrong in a way. Hate crimes against conservatives and nationalists and Christians, the UN admits, are at record levels all over the world. We just showed you all the churches getting burned down. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener-supported. Get your InfoWars t-shirt today. We have over 100 different great designs. We only do this sale once a year, 50% off all apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Wear your colors loud and proud.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss as we couldn't get the deep earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens. They want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the verboten broadcast for a reason. We'll tell the truth no matter how hard and let the chips fall where they may. Did you know that President Trump is engaging in treason? Did you know that President Trump is selling out America, the West, our sovereignty, the Renaissance, and the great hope we have to try to lead the planet in a good direction towards a pro-human future that goes beyond the stars. That's right. President Trump is dealing a death blow to not just our country, but to free peoples all over the world. President Trump is allowing the destruction of the internet. In fact, even Mainline News says this will kill the open and free internet as we know it. I'm going to show you news articles admitting that. I'm going to show you even the head EU bureaucrats admitting it. I'm going to show you Russia talking about it. I'm going to show you the inventor of the internet talking about it. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not going to sit here and give Trump a bunch of accolades about the great job he's done on 100 fronts. That's good. And I believe Trump means well and has incredible stamina and is amazing. But that said, yeah, he signed an executive order a few weeks ago to cut and dry the campuses, the state-funded colleges, public-funded colleges. They're not allowed to discriminate against speech or politics or race or anything. And Trump says, we're going to strip your federal funds if you do that. That's good. But let me tell you something. I've been watching this. I've been tracking this, Mr. President. And if you don't do this, everything else goes out with the bathwater. Remember 4 years ago, 7 days before Obama gives away the internet and national security. That's Forbes. Now, they didn't give total control of ICANN and the domain names and the registries to the UN, but they gave partial control. They made a deal. So, see, does Trump know this is happening? Probably not. But, see, the deal was made, and now they're just going along with the original deal, even though the U.S. didn't completely sign on to it. If you go back and review the deal Obama had 4 or 5 years ago, it's the exact plan. And that's why we come to these articles. Why is Zuckerberg, Bloomberg asked, Reuters asked, the Washington Post even asked, why is Zuckerberg so relaxed about UK online speech rules? And it goes on to say it's going to end free speech, but it's going to give him monopoly control. It's going to give him liability control. He doesn't need Section 230 anymore to say he's not a publisher. He can be a publisher and control content and be given liability protection, something all the thousands of newspapers and TV stations, including InfoWars, won't have, but he'll have. This is big tech eating journalism. That's even in a headline today. From the establishment is, why are newspapers and TV stations letting big tech eat them? Why is Trump allowing that? Because of the lobbyist and the complexity. And when Trump gets something, he understands it and does the right thing. Like, our borders are wide open. 100,000 people every few weeks are coming in. A lot of them are criminals. They're being shipped to mainly red states to turn them blue. Just to make the Democrats stop, ship those people because we don't have any courts left. They're overwhelmed or any jails. That's why people, why is Trump releasing them? Don't have the money. Don't have the funding. Don't have the law. Unless he becomes really the commander in chief, he could still do something. Not that other emergency he did that was just a law enforcement emergency, but a real national emergency he could. But so far he hasn't. And so the courts are ordering him released. Well, let's release him in Cory Booker's district or in California. With Governor Newsom. Oh, they're like, oh, that's dangerous. Don't do that. My God, that's terrible. We can't take all these people. Oh, really? But they're coming into the country. You just don't want them targeting you. So I get what Trump's doing. But on this subject, why is Zuckerberg so relaxed? Because big tech wrote these rules with the EU. They're like, oh, don't throw me in that briar patch, Merkel. Oh, don't throw me in that briar patch, Theresa May. Oh, don't throw me in that briar patch, Macron. Don't throw in that briar patch when it's exactly what they want, a merger of big tech with governments and others to be the filters and the arbiters of anything and everything that can be done. And it's extrajudicial, it's extra lawful, and it's usurping due process, it's usurping the courts, it's usurping everything. That's what we're seeing in this age of big corporations. Is take the medical cartel. A lot of great doctors, a lot of great medical breakthroughs, but the corporations running it want total power. So they got laws passed in the 80s that vaccines don't have to get approved and have no liability and are immune. And so they become nightmarishly poisoned and bad. And it's just like governors all over are passing laws where you can keep a baby alive after it's born and sell its organs. Because we're saying the baby doesn't count. We're not counting it as alive in some legalese. It's all legalese. So big tech's in a power grab. Medical systems are in a power grab. Why is Zuckerberg so relaxed about UK speech online? And you read it, it's because he's been given liability protection for a total takeover. Europe looks to remold internet with new copyright rules where even linking to a story is illegal. Memes are illegal. Everything must be pre-approved through big tech filters. Wait for it. By the big five media social networks. They are the filters that decide through government agreement and through government and Southern Poverty Law Center and Media Matters interface, they will decide what can go out and what can't. Not just on the big platforms, but on your own website. What did a famous conservative say to Matt Drudge 3 years ago that made him come to this office and warn you right in the studio? He said it's over. They plan to use copyright in the EU to regulate the internet. And because our government won't regulate it, it creates a vacuum and the EU will regulate it. That's what I keep saying. Mr. President, you're a nationalist, a constitutionalist, a free market purist. I get it. So am I. But if you're a country of 330 million next to the EU and others of even more, and China of 1.5 billion, and they're pressing authoritarian control over the internet here and over companies here and making them adopt their systems of control and censorship and arresting dissidents, if you don't come in and prohibit and say you're not going to do that, then it lets those companies standardize that. So again, by standing down, by the abdication that's taking place, we're allowing that vacuum that's bringing this in. Here it is. German data privacy commissioner says Article 13 inevitably leads to filters which inevitably lead to an internet oligopoly. A handful of corporations controlling all information as the filter for government. That's all this is big tech being pecked on the head by big government to merge with them in total control. And Zuckerberg is up there ready to get married right now. Who's pitching? Who's catching? I think Zuckerberg's catching, folks. Republicans say Obama administration is giving away the internet. Remember that way back then? Well, that's what President Trump's doing. So do I want to get the president's attention? You're right, I do. This is a live feed. We're going to post this video later to InfoWars.com. Treason? Question mark? Does President Trump know he's handing control of the internet over to the EU, the UN, and China? Because it's really happening, and it's all here for everyone to see. It's all confirmed and all the censorship. Remember Zuckerberg 2 years ago sent a hot mic with Merkel of Germany? She says, I don't like people criticizing open borders and Islamic invasion. He goes, relax, we're going to fix that soon. And we know what the fix is. We've seen it. We know what this tyranny looks like. So we have to put pressure on Trump and talk radio and C-SPAN and members of Congress to say, do you understand, you can have judges argue all day that our government can't regulate the internet. But if the internet's becoming a regulator for the Chi-Coms and the UN and the EU and radical Islam and working with all these Islamic countries to arrest Christians and kill them, you're damn right we've got a stake, because these big tech companies have become cartels of any mafia that'll pay them that they work for, and are intelligence crises and national security threats to not just a country, but to the people of the planet.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Bertrand Russell won the highest globalist awards you can win. Bertrand Russell, along with H.G. Wells, called for a world government to be enacted by about 1905 to create atomic weapons to go out and nuke the nation states of the world, flying giant black stealth bombers. You're right, none of this had been publicly invented yet. And that they would have a nuclear war, an atomic war, to bring in world peace. But then you read later, oh, they wanted a League of Nations. They wanted a UN. They wanted a crisis, a threat of world war, a threat of the end of the world, so that we would accept their rule. And who was funding Bertrand Russell, the fake liberal? The British royal family, that's really the German royal family, that's really the Transylvanian world family. And if you don't believe me, just look everything up I said. Things to Come, H.G. Wells, and an accompanying film. They made this film in the 30s that shows giant stealth bombers that look just like the stealth bombers they declassified in the 80s, dropping atomic bombs on cities to make nation states submit to Lucifer. Now, why do I raise that? Because anybody listening can search engine that and find mainline documents admitting it. By the way, the globalists worship people like H.G. Wells and Bertrand Russell so much that in the off-record conversations I've had with top directors, top producers that try to get me to sell out, and top media owners try to get me to sell out years ago, they haven't tried in many years. And they go, oh, you read Bertrand Russell. Oh, you read. Did you read all the nonfiction? Oh, well, then you know it's what needs to be done. Like, just the fact that you read that shows you're one of us. You've read the sacred text. What, I've read what Jim Jones wrote or Charlie Manson? You're a crazy person. So, what did Bertrand Russell write? This is one of hundreds of quotes I could give you of these people, but he said, diet, injection, and injunctions will make the practice of the general population, the proletariat rebelling against the elite, as impossible as the practice of sheep revolting against eating mutton. Or sheep rebelling against humans eating sheep. Sheep don't know. Diet, what they're going to feed us. Injections, the vaccines. Diet. Injections and injunctions. He wrote a book. I bought the book. I forget the name. You can pull up his quote, though. Type in Bertrand Russell, Diet, Injection, Injunctions. You get the name of the book. I read it like 25 years ago. I forget the name. It's a little book. But it's all his psychotic stuff, like we'll use atomic bombs, we'll depopulate the planet, we'll do this for the betterment of the left. And the reason I raise all that to you before I hit this news, there it is, 1953. But he wrote it before that. Scientific societies are yet in their infancy. It is to be expected that advances in physiology, psychological, will give governments much more control over individual mentality than they have even in totalitarian countries. Laid down and educated could aim to destroy free will, so that after pupils have left school, they shall be incapable throughout the rest of their lives of thinking or acting otherwise than in their schoolmasters would have wished. Diet, injections, and injunctions will continue from a very early age to produce the sort of character, the sort of beliefs that the authorities consider desirable. Any serious criticism of the powers that be will become psychologically impossible. Yeah, you found another quote. Like I said, there's multiple quotes from what he said, but what book does it say that's from? Because I've read it in a book with his name on it, but it doesn't matter. That's the scientific manipulation of our reality. 53, which is a recodification by the doddering eugenicist Nazi before he died. But I digress. Yeah, that's just when he was already in a hospice, people re-editing what he'd already said before, as I told you. Now, let's move on to the enemy's operations, maybe. Texas, as usual, still has that spirit, despite the fact that we're close to collapse and under enemy attack and being flooded by all the vagabonds and vandals of the collapsed left. We're still holding on, I guess, but barely. And I only say that not to lower your spirits, but to raise them to save the state. As goes Texas, so goes the nation. Proposed new taxes would demand You guys go ahead and print me some of those news articles on this, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and move this to the next hour, because I want to properly cover all this. And then we'll get Leo Zagami on a little bit after that. But it was in mainstream news 2 weeks ago. And it's a big deal. It's not just on Infowars.com for natural news. It's all over the news here in Texas that they've introduced a bill where vaccines actually have to be tested for safety. Oh, no, they're not tested for safety. They're tested for attacking your cerebral cortex with autoimmune responses that lower your IQ and make you a physical invalid for the rest of your life. But that's only the beginning. Under the rubric of the term vaccines, they're putting live viruses, live bacteria, nanotech, adjuvants into the body. So proposed new Texas law would demand safety studies for vaccines. No wonder the entire vaccine industry opposes it. Now, you're probably thinking, wait, all drugs? I mean, it takes a decade to get a drug approved. Certainly a vaccine is approved. Oh, no. It's announced by a state governor or by the president or by the federal government to be an emergency, going back to polio, and then it's triggered to give untested, liability-protected vaccines that have cancer viruses like SV40, you name it, embedded in them by design. So we have the Democrats openly trying to make it forced inoculation nationwide. They're using beta tests in places like New York City to go target the Orthodox Jews and make them take shots. So in America in 2019, Orthodox Jews are being forcibly injected by governments at the behest of big pharma makers who have liability protection and who do no safety testing by companies like Bayer that now owns Monsanto, when Bayer literally was the main Nazi company. So I'll say it again. Jews are being forcibly injected in New York City by the pharmaceutical companies that ran Hitler's operation. You can't make that up. That's why I get so upset. But if you read the fine print in New York or California, they admit illegal aliens are bringing in the measles, mumps, rubella, and people that have been inoculated are getting it. Oh, so now you need to be forcibly inoculated again with whatever the hell they're secretly putting into the shots. The article's up on Infowars.com. Proposed new Texas law would demand safety studies for vaccines. Because federally, they've been given protection and no studies are done. But every other supposed drug is studied, but not, quote, anything the government wants to inject into you. They ship in the illegal aliens, they spread it, then you got to take more shots of experimental secret garbage that has liability protection. But after all, diet, injections, and injunctions are going to make you behave like a sheep. So drink your fluoride, sheep, eat your GMO, sheep, take your deadly vaccine, sheep, and get ready to have double X's in your eyes and get buried in the ground, because it's better for the globalists that you just roll over and die. But we're not doing that, are we? And that's why it's important that listeners take this clip once we post it to Infowars.com and get it out to everyone they know. Shouldn't these things not have liability protection? Shouldn't they be tested? Shouldn't there be safety studies? Hell, at the store, it says on the back of a bottle of shampoo, not tested on animals. But see, they're not testing on animals. They're testing on you and your newborn baby. When your newborn baby dies, they're going to give you some long excuse about why it happened. And the average doctor and nurse is compartmentalized. They don't understand either. It's all part of a larger plan. If you want to hear more of this powerful information that the globalists absolutely dread, InfoWarsStore.com. Get things Mother Nature gave us, like DNA Force Plus. That's the big sale we're running. And 50% off all apparel, ball caps, T-shirts, hoodies, InfoWarsStore.com. And we have a 2-week supply of high-quality herbal food in an amazing container at cost for $67. Take advantage of that and a big air filter special as well. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.